This is Dr. Mejia for the patient Vera Powell, medical request 149-177, date of birth 4-8-1938, referring physician Dr. Marina Garcia, procedure performed, EGD and colonoscopy, secondary procedure biopsy, neck carpolepectomy, date of the procedure March 23, 2022, indications, fecal occlusal test positive, hysterocolon polyp, post of diagnosis, impression 1, normal appearing EGD, number 2, 4 colon polyps removed, number 3, internal hemorrhage, pure paragraph death, insertion, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, cecum for the colonoscopy, complications not immediately, medication as per mortal anesthesia care, withdrawal time was 8 minutes, preparation was good, fair pure paragraph, over procedure as per double template pure paragraph findings. Findings, otopharynx appear normal, pure paragraph esophagus appear normal, pure paragraph stomach appear normal, biopsy taken from antrum and body, H. pylori, pure paragraph duodenum D1, D2 appear normal, pure paragraph colonoscopy findings and rectum, internal hemorrhage grade 1 period. In the sigmoid colon, there's a flat polyp about 8 millimeters removed as neck polypectum, pure paragraph. Otherwise, the sigmoid descending colon appear normal, pure paragraph, and reflection appear normal, pure paragraph. Transverse colon appear normal, pure paragraph. In the hepatic flexure, there's a diminutive polyp about 2 millimeters pale, removed by co-biopsy polypectomy, pure paragraph. In the ascending colon, there's 2 diminutive polyp about 2 millimeters to 3 millimeters pale, removed by co-biopsy polypectomy, pure paragraph. Cecum appear normal, pure paragraph. Recommendations 1 for pathology reports, number 2, anterior fluid measures, number 3, avoidances, number 4, high fiber diet, next number 5, supplementation, next number. We would not recommend further surveillance colonoscopy in this patient given her age, period. End of dictation.